You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It is Friday, June 5th, 7:32 Central Time. Joining me by phone now is Kay Kreklau. She's the president of Lutheran Women's Missionary League. Kay, welcome back to His Time.
Thank you. Good morning.
So good to have you back with us. Kay, tell us about Lutheran Women's Missionary League, LWML. I'm sure many of us are aware of what LWML is, but for those who might not be familiar with LWML, please.
Well, we are the official Women's Auxiliary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We've been in existence for almost 75 years. We focus on affirming each woman's relationship with Christ and encourage them. And we support missions, and especially the mission arm of our church, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Well, very good. And you have a regular convention. How often is the LWML convention?
Every 2 years.
And so that's coming up very soon, right?
June 25 to 28,
mm-hmm.
Very soon.
And where will you be holding the convention this year?
We'll be in Des Moines, Iowa.
Very good. Now, how many people annually or every 2 years come together for this convention?
Typically, when we're in the Midwest, our attendance is higher. Right now, we're at about 4,500 registered guests.
Wow.
We're praying for 5,000. So I would encourage those out there that are wondering if it's too late to register. It's not. And we will take one-day registrations once we are in session.
And what happens at an LWML convention?
Oh, my.
What doesn't happen? Is that easier?
No, well, we truly do focus on missions and our mission speakers. We will have what we call mites in action speakers, and those people will represent organizations who have been blessed by LWML grants that have been paid. We will also have opening worship on Thursday evening, which is really a highlight, and Reverend Gregory Sells is going to be our proclaimer that evening.
Hmm.
Our keynote speaker is Reverend Dr. James Lamb from Lutherans for Life. We're very excited to have him. Our Bible study leader is Pastor Michael Matil from Texas. Closing worship is Reverend Keith Pottier from Iowa. We just have a full schedule. We do also sing and laugh and have fun and you know, lots of those LWML hugs and just lots of people around to visit with, new friends, old friends.
And so, as you said, a gathering of nearly 5,000 people, primarily women, obviously, Lutheran Women's Missionary League. You mentioned that it's larger attendance when in the Midwest. Where are these women coming from for this convention to hear the Word of God and to support one another in this work of proclaiming the good news of Jesus in their communities?
They'll come from all four, you know, all our 40 districts from all over the United States. When we're in the Midwest, I just believe mm-hmm. that it's a little more convenient
sure.
for bus travel. We'll have a lot more buses when, you know, at this time, some of them doing day tours in addition to the LWML convention, and women just being on the bus doing Bible study and singing and seeing old friends again and making new ones. It's just a very special time.
You shared with us a little bit about the speakers. Share with us more about the speakers and the theme for this year's convention.
Okay, this year's theme is Bountiful, Sow, Nourish, Reap. And the scripture is 2 Corinthians 9:8. We chose this theme, this scripture, because we are in the Midwest, where many of the crops are more bountiful, but also because of our Lord's love for us and the bounty that he has bestowed on the LWML and his continued blessings, just in continuing to meet MITE goals and to pay our mission grants and to continue to put out Bible studies and encouragement for our women around the world.
Very good. Is there an election at this upcoming convention?
There is. And the next time you talk to an LWML president, you won't be talking to me. My term is complete on June 28th. So we will elect a new president at this convention. We will elect a new vice president of organizational resources. vice president of special focus ministries, a new treasurer, and a new nominating committee, and of course, a new pastoral counselor.
What are some of the things you've enjoyed about being serving as president for LWML during your term?
I think, you know, one of the highlights is just being with God's people, no matter where it is, whether it's at a small meeting or a convention or in the Philippines, even meetings, just being with God's people and learning about our church, learning, growing in my faith. You know, God just blesses us as we are in His Word, and by His grace, we just continue to keep going.
What is the most interesting place that you've had an opportunity to visit during your service as president that has really stood out for you?
I would have to say either the Philippines or the Dominican Republic, where in both places I was able to witness what a mite dollar has done over the extended years of LWML. In the Philippines, it was recent mission grant where of $100,000 we've provided an orphanage for some for orphans, and those orphans are now baptized children of God. In the Philippines, it was standing on the grounds that in 1960, the LWML granted the Philippine Seminary dollars to purchase that land and to build two buildings. So it's seeing God's work continue through those mite dollars, even after all these years.
And so in the Philippines, great work happening there. And you mentioned the Dominican Republic as well?
Yes, we have a mission there. In the LCMS, we have a mission. And the LWML granted $100,000 to build an orphanage for, I believe it's 8 young people who were originally in the state-run orphanage where they were basically just laying in a bed. And now they are baptized children of God. They are functioning. Some of them are going to school. They just have a whole new life. And the people that support them and continue to help them, just seeing all of that grow and seeing God's grace in all of it is amazing.
How can this next generation get connected with LWML? Are we seeing more young women become involved with LWML?
We have a young women's program. And at convention, the young women's program is very dominant. They attend all the sessions, but they also have their own meetings and their own pizza parties and their own fun and and just learning about LWML and finding out that they can do LWML without doing meetings. the most important part of being an LWML is being in His Word, supporting missions, you know, being that friend to someone else, sitting down and having coffee with them. And I think our young women, they really get that. There's a uplifting story of in Kansas City, we have a young women's group where young women are not all from one congregation. They're from various congregations in Kansas City. But one of our young women representatives started the group, and they meet for fellowship and Bible study and just to be together and support each other. That's what we pray that the future for LWML is.
Very good. We're talking with Kay Kreklau. She's the president of Lutheran Women's Missionary League. They have a convention coming up very soon. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation with Kay about the work of Lutheran Women's Missionary League. You're listening to Hisenheim on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO. Now discover how easy it is to listen to KFUO where you are. Discover our online stream and on-demand programs that allow you to listen where, when, and how you want. Discover how easy it is to listen on your radio, smartphone, Wi-Fi radio, and other listening devices. You've discovered the Christ-centered message that KFUO proclaims daily in both word and song. We are KFUO, the messenger of good news.
The Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education invites all pastors, teachers, administrators, and homeschoolers to our conference hosted by Messiah Lutheran Classical Academy in Keller, Texas, July 14 through 16. Learn more about what is good, true, and beautiful from speakers including Dr. Kenneth Calvert, Dr. E. Christian Kopf, and Dr. Jean Edward Veith. Register now at ccle.org. ccle.org.
At times, God gets your attention with some detours and discomfort. He's trying to get you to see things from His point of view, to change. That's life under God's construction and reconstruction, and it's a blessing to let Him have His way with your life.
Pastor Gregory Seltz, this week on The Lutheran Hour.
Sundays at 12:30 and 5 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, I'm Joni Harwell. Worldwide KFUO is listener-supported, and you, the listener, are our funding providers. One of the best ways to help is by becoming a day sponsor. Pick an available date to mark a special event, or simply to thank our Lord for His many blessings. You'll find details at kfuo.org. Then click on Support Us, or call Mary Schmidt, 314-996-1518. Help spread the gospel. Become a Worldwide KFUO day sponsor.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. We're talking with Kay Kricklau. She's the president of Lutheran Women's Missionary League, and they have a convention coming up very soon. And Kay, before we went to break, we were talking about this next generation of women who are becoming a part of Lutheran Women's Missionary League. Remind me again about the history. When did LWML begin?
LWML began 74 years ago. It was started during the war to encourage each other, women encourage each other, and also to help with supporting families and especially young people as fathers went off to war.
And how has LWML changed over those 74 years? Mm-hmm. What does it look like today? How has it changed from when it initially began?
Well, you know, when I envision when it began that they were smaller groups. They were groups probably in homes. It was a time when probably mothers weren't working as many are now. Mm-hmm. I believe the children probably went with their mothers to the meetings, but I know it was based around being in His Word and based on in helping others, whether it would be what we might call a servant event or through gifts, whether it be money or items. I think now, you know, technology has taken over, and we have such vast ways that we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ and share our faith and share and encourage each other. I know through social media. But we also cannot forget that we need that face-to-face. We need that time with each other. We need to sit down, just stop everything, just be still and know that He is God, and just take care of each other. Maybe it's just a cup of coffee, maybe it's just a hug, but I think those things are universal. I think those kind of things have stayed through the years with LWML. Now, technology, how we support each other, just simply how my minutes are written from one of my meetings. I mean, I look back and I think years ago, they typed them and then they sent them around to have them proofed, and then they brought them back and they fixed the typing. You know, now we do a Word document, we send it out, we send back the changes, and it's done. I'm just amazed at through the years how the women have steadfastly stuck with the LWML as officers and done the hard things.
Hmm. What do you think? Obviously, as you have shared, it's all about gospel motivated service, starting with the Word of God, studying and hearing the Word of God, and then being empowered by that very same Word of God, by the grace of God, to serve in small but mighty ways, as we might say. How are well, tell us about mites. I know that's the thing. I think when I think LWML, that's the thing that comes to mind is the little mite box.
Our little mite box is very mighty, yes. And we encourage whether they're we did a survey a few years ago, and we found out that the LWML is a very unique in the way that those mite boxes are universal, and people who have no desire to go to a meeting or to do a lot of the LWML type things still have mite boxes and still support the mite box because they know the LWML is faithful in giving their mites to missions. And, you know, those missions are, we are a volunteer organization, so those dollars are going to truly support missions all over the world. A mite box is a little box that anyone can get through our office, but we would pray that they would bring those mites together maybe during worship service, maybe during a meeting, maybe during a Bible study, and gather those mites and pray for the missions that those mites are going to support. Now, of every dollar, 75 cents of that stays in the district. 25% of that comes to national. So when you look at the national goal, it isn't, those mites do not just support our national goal. They also support every district goal and every district grant that is voted by district members.
And so what seems like just a tiny little box and something very small and insignificant really turns into something pretty significant.
By God's grace, it certainly does. It's amazing. When you think of the coins, and occasionally a larger gift, but when you think of the mites that have gone in and just simply for national to last year have obtained a goal of $1.83 million, and we actually actually offerings were $1.85 million. Just think about that. And then you think that that's 25%, and that 75% was back in the districts. We're at over $3 million that, by God's grace, have come through those mite boxes to support missions mostly within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Where do you see, mites being an important part of the work of LWML in the future as well?
Absolutely. Although we do look at a generation that doesn't have a checkbook anymore.
Sure.
So, we do offer joyful response, which is a way to do reoccurring gifts, if that be a person's choice.
Mm-hmm.
We do offer online giving, if that's what they would prefer to do. We still support our Mite Box. That's a part of us. But, yes, we are looking at ways to offer to everyone the opportunity to give to mites if they choose.
You brought up a good point. The we no longer carry around checkbooks. we use maybe debit cards or electronic ways of giving, and you're doing a fine job of adapting to that and moving on to new ways, but not getting rid of the old ways that you go about gathering support and doing the mission work that LWML has been doing for so long. What do you think the future of LWML looks like with this next generation? We talked about the young women attending the LWML convention and the work that they're doing. What do you think the future of LWML looks like?
Well, I know my granddaughter has a mite box, and I didn't ask her to do it. She wanted to do it because she sees that those mites are going to missions, and she's not visited the mission field, but she sees pictures, and she hears us talking about missions, and I think that's something that we need to do more of as Lutheran Women in Mission. We need to talk about our mission fields. We need to use our mission posters that are posted every biennium on our website. We need to expand the knowledge of what that mite really does. Not everyone is going to be blessed to visit a mission field overseas, but just look around you at possibly the pregnancy center that has been helped with the mite dollar, or we look at our seminary students who are blessed by LWML dollars and LWML food bank dollars. We look at the shut-ins that, through the Worship for Shut-ins, receive worship videos, and they can watch those right in wherever they are, in their home or a nursing facility. We look at this strengthening and expanding the campus ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We look at supporting children in India and sending books to Southeast Asia. When people understand
mm-hmm.
where those dollars are really going, that they really are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world, not just here, mm-hmm. not just in their city, but around the world, and that they can, through that mite box, make a difference in somebody's life somewhere around this world. I think that convinces them that mite box is truly mightier than we could ever imagine.
What was the mission goal for 2013-2015?
It was 1.83 million
wow.
for national.
And that was reached?
We went over, yes. We were blessed with 1.85 million plus special gifts.
Oh, yeah.
For undesignated purposes, larger gifts. You know, 20,000, things like that we will be able to use for undesignated gifts and probably going to mites, yes. But we were from that mite box,
mm-hmm.
1.85 million.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Thanks be to God.
Yes, absolutely. We sing praises to Him and thank Him. And we just see by His grace that even though at the times are not maybe where women want to go to meetings, where we want to do those kind of things, God continues to bless the LWB male through the mite offerings, and He continues to bless the mission grants through those mite dollars, and we just see His continued blessings and His continued grace as we go into the future, and we just continue to pray for His guidance that we would do it His way and in His time.
You mentioned earlier some of the things here some of the organizations or work that has been supported by LWML here in the United States, and that is the LCMS Campus Ministry, LCMSU. What a joy it is to see LCMSU off to a great start. Things are really going in a great direction for LCMSU. I see lots of campus pastors and campus ministries really finding encouragement from their brothers and sisters in Christ around the Synod. How great that LWML is able to support that LCMS campus ministry so that students can be supported with word and sacrament ministry right there near or on their campus where they're studying, away from home, many of them away from their regular congregations and their families.
Yes, and you know that as women, our heart is with our children and our grandchildren, and supporting the pastors and their wives and the ministry just that's going on around every congregation around the world.
And thanks be to God for that great work. What are you looking forward to most about this upcoming convention?
Oh, being with God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing old friends, making new ones. You know, I've been to some of the district conventions, reconnecting with some of those people, but hearing the opening worship is always a highlight for me. Just worshiping with all of those all of those LCMS people, singing His praises, hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ preached to us, and then going forward from that into a very busy 2.5 days of certainly some meeting, some things that we have to do as a nonprofit, and then hearing about how the gospel has been spread through the mites, through our mites and actions, hearing Dr. Lamb talk to us about Lutherans for Life, listening to Pastor Mateel and his Bible studies and growing in the Word. You know, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Hmm. With just about a minute or so left, what is your encouragement for those women who aren't involved with LWML yet? What's your word of encouragement to them? What could they be doing to help support this work, this great work that LWML is doing?
They do not have to go to meetings. I would encourage them to find out, though, what their LWML is doing in their church, and if they don't have one, to contact their district leaders and talk to them about becoming even an individual member. LWML is about encouraging each other. It is about being in the Word. It is in supporting missions. It is in supporting our pastors and their wives. It is jointly serving our Lord, and by His grace being able to do that. I would encourage the women that aren't involved in LWML to to get involved in Bible study, to get involved in the fellowship of being together, serving Him, serving each other, and just knowing that great love that our Lord has for each one of us. But talk to someone. Talk to a woman in the pew and just ask her to explain LWBL within their area.
Mm-hmm.
And to go forward from there.
Very good, very good. Kay, tell us again information about the upcoming convention dates and where we can find out more information.
June 25 to 28, 2015, Des Moines, Iowa. And if you go to our website at www.lwml.org, you will find all the information there. And you will also find our brand new updated website, which is beautiful.
Excellent, excellent. Kay Kreklau, President, Lutheran Women's Missionary League, upcoming convention not too far away, but you can still register at lwml.org. Kay, thanks so much for being our guest today on His Time.
Thank you, Andy, and God's blessings to you and your ministry.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today we'll study with Pastor John Leyenbauer from Christ Lutheran Church in Perry, Georgia. Stick around for more His Time on Worldwide KFUO.